Systemic immunomodulation of hypercholesterolemia by dietary probiotics, a clinical study. The role of probiotics in human health is well documented now. There are reports which reveal that probiotics result in hypercholesterolemia, ameliorate the gut immunity, and as a result are helpful in modifying diseases like atherosclerosis and gut infection. But the literature lacks the effect of probiotics on systemic immunity as well as mechanism of hypercholesterolemia. In one of our preliminary studies in mice, a direct correlation was observed between immunomodulatory and hypercholesterolemic property of probiotics. Not only this, the immune status of the host may modulate many immunological disorders and immune-related diseases, example, diabetes, cholesterolemia, etc. The increase in awareness of the consumer about the side effects and cost of allopathic medicines has resurged the interest of the consumer in alternative therapy. The dietary materials are the most accepted alternative therapeutic agents. Hence, the present study was designed to see the effect of consumption of probiotics in the form of lassi and dahi, a common Punjabi food, on systemic immunity and cholesterolemia in human subjects. In addition, the effect of probiotic consumption on hypertension was also observed. Materials and methods. Diet. Dahi and lassi made by fermenting the low-fat milk containing lactobacillus species, streptococcus species were produced from Verka Mill Plant Limited, Mohali, and checked for proximate composition and viable cell count 2.1 × 10⁸ CFUG to the power minus 1, with routine microbiological methods were given to each subject to be consumed at lassi 350 plus or minus 50 grams per day per subject and dahi 250 grams per day per subject for consecutively 30 days. Grouping. For cholesterol level, total of 60 volunteers were divided into two groups. Group 1A, N is equal to 30 as control. The volunteers in this group were not recommended any test diet during the period, and test group 2A, N is equal to 30 on test diet for 30 days. For hypertensive study, a total of 20 hypertensive patients attending OPD of Government Rajendra Medical Hospital and Amar Hospital, Patiala, Punjab for regular blood pressure checkup were divided into two groups. Group 1B, N is equal to 10, control hypertensive subjects were not on test diet. Group 2B, N is equal to 10, test hypertensive. The patients in this group were having hypertensive diseases but were not taking any kind of medication. In addition to the normal diet, this group volunteers took dahi and lassi daily for 30 days as given above. No attempts were made to alter lifestyle pattern of volunteers, and they were told to maintain their usual habits as per the advice of the consulting doctor for both anti-cholesterolemic and hypertensive study. Follow-up study. The study design was described to each volunteer. Each group was instructed to follow diet guidelines as suggested by White et al. And consume lassi and dahi for 30 days. Multiple blood samples were obtained from each group on the 0 day and 30 day of study and assayed for total serum cholesterol, HDLC, inducible nitric oxide, synthase INO's activity and nitro blue tetrazolium chloride, NBT reduction test, a measure of immune status. Estimation of total serum cholesterol. Total serum cholesterol was estimated by the method of Y-Benga et al. Using commercial kit, diagnostic reagent kit manufactured by SPAM Diagnostic Limited India, based on reaction of cholesterol hot solution of ferric perchlorate and ethyl acetate and sulfuric acid, which gives lavender color complex, which is measured spectrophotometrically at 550 nm. The concentration of cholesterol in mg per dl of the test sample was calculated as total serum cholesterol mg per dl is equal to OD of test T by OD of standard S into 200. HDL cholesterol, that is HDLC. HDLC was determined by one-step method of Y-Benga et al. Using commercial kit manufactured by SPAM Diagnostic Limited India. Briefly, 0.2 ml of serum sample mixed with 0.2 ml of precipitating reagent and, based on reactions, lavender color complex, which is measured by using UVVIS spectrophotometer at 540 nm. The concentration of serum HDL cholesterol in mg per dl of the test sample was calculated as serum HDLC mg by dl is equal to OD of test T by OD of standard S into 50. Determination of INOS, that is inducible nitric oxide synthase test activity. The INOS activity was measured in vitro in blood lymphocytes suspended in MEM at 1 into 10 to the power 6 viable cells per ml using arginine and Grease reagent by the method of Stewart and Marletta. Optical density of citrulline formed was determined spectrophotometrically with a UV-VIS spectrophotometer at 540 nm against control. Determination of nitroblue pterozolium test reduction NBT. The NBT test reduction was employed to assess the function of phagocytes as described by Hudson and Hay. Briefly, blood leukocytes were exposed to NBT and development of color due to formazone was measured spectrophotometrically at 520 nm using UV-VIS spectrophotometer against Diop-SAN as standard. Percent NBT reduction is equal to optical density of test minus optical density of control, the whole divided by optical density of control. Statistical analysis. The primary objective was to assess the effect of fermented milk product lassi and dahi on percentage change in serum cholesterol level, HDL-C, immune activity and systolic blood pressure on human subjects from day 0 to day 13. Statistical analysis is performed by students t-test. Results. The results, figure 1 and 2, show consumption of probiotic-containing diet, dahi and lassi in test group 2A resulted in 10.3% plus or minus 1.32 reduction in total serum cholesterol and 3.56% plus or minus 0.8 difference in HDL-C after 30 days on test diet. These differences in total serum cholesterol and HDL-C were significant statistically by P, which was less than 0.05. The effect of probiotics consumption on immune response is shown in figures 3 and 4. Significantly higher level, that is P which was less than 0.05 of INOS activity 29.3 plus or minus 0.61 and NBT activity 16.1% plus or minus 0.14 in test group 2A was observed as compared to the control group 1A. The results of probiotic consumption in hypertensive patients are shown in figure 5. There was 6.93% plus or minus 2 decrease in systolic blood pressure level in test group 2B on fermented milk product for 30 days. However, no marked difference in systolic blood pressure level in control group 1B was observed. In addition, there was enhancement in immune response in these subjects as observed by enhanced INOS and NBT activity. The INOS activity and NBT reduction was 13.13% plus or minus 0.27, P was greater than 0.05 and 4.56% plus or minus 0.04, P which was greater than 0.05 more respectively in test group 2B as compared to the control group 1B. Our results show, though insignificant, yet an inverse relationship between immune activity and the level of blood pressure. Discussion. In the present study, the effect of probiotic consumption in the form of dahi and lassi was studied on immune response, cholesterol level and blood pressure in normal and hypertensive subjects. Results reveal that consumption of these fermented products show hypocholesterolemic, immunomodulatory and hypotensive effect. Our observation that probiotic diet can lower cholesterol level is in agreement with other experimental and clinical studies. Usher et al. Reported hypocholesterolemic effect of probiotic diets in humans and showed total cholesterol reduction to an extent of 12 to 21% by feeding on acidophilus milk. The lactic fermenters of yogurt reduced the levels of total cholesterol, HDL-C and LDL-C in a well-balanced way by assimilation of cholesterol by bacteria in yogurt in vitro. Similar findings were earlier observed by us in experimental animals. The effect of probiotic cholesterol level on human subjects carried by Fabian and L. Madhva was quite like our study which supported consumption of fermented milk leads to decrease in cholesterolemia. In our study, reduction in total serum cholesterol and small difference in HDL-C contents in the humans fed on diet containing lactic acid bacteria was observed. Similar test results in humans were also reported by Keane et al. However, variable effect of different probiotic microorganisms on serum cholesterol has been given in a review by Shaw 2007. In a study performed by Hashimoto et al., a diet containing L-casein and C0409 was found to raise the concentration of HDLC in the blood. Besides, Fukushima and Nakao and Simons et al. 2006 indicated no significant difference in the HDLC content or cholesterol level corresponding to supplement of probiotics including lactobacillus and streptococcus in lipid-rich and cholesterol-rich diets. In our result, the higher values of ionose and NBT test in test group than the control group show stimulation of systemic immunity. This supports the early findings that the probiotic diet might modulate and stimulate immune response. Fermented low-fat milk product lassi and dahi feeding reduce the cholesterol level and increase immune activity in humans. A similar correlation between immune responses and cholesterolemia has been earlier observed in our previous study. Moreover, Matsuzuki and Chin 2000 reported the oral administration of Lactobacillus casei strain Shirota has been found to enhance innate immunity by stimulating the activity of splenic NK cells. However, Christensen et al. 2006 could not find any effect of probiotic supplemented diet on immune response of young healthy adults even with high dose of B. animalis species Lactis BP12 and L. paracase species paracase CRL43. But Gill et al. Observed enhancement in cellular immunity in the elderly on B. lactis as probiotic dietary supplement. In our results, the test groups show enhancement in immune response with simultaneous decrease in blood pressure. Our findings corroborate the earlier study by Kawase et al. Who stated decrease in systolic blood pressure by fermented milk products. The role of fermented food in lowering of risk for cardiovascular diseases has been shown earlier by Frick et al. And reduction in serum cholesterol level was also associated with yogurt intake in humans. This demonstrated that intestinal lactic acid bacteria such as L. acidophilus caused bile salts to deconjugate and co-precipitate with cholesterol under anaerobic conditions. In addition to this, Nielsen and Gilliland also showed the cholesterol-reducing activity of Lactobacillus casei. On the other hand, Schulz et al. Investigated stimulation of cellular immune system by LB. GG of healthy volunteers and offered a promising tool to investigate systemic immunomodulation due to oral administration of probiotic microorganisms. Kiyoshi et al. Reviewed multifunctional roles of macrophages on atherosclerosis in human and experimental animals which showed correlation between cholesterol level and immune response. In our study, an inverse correlation between immune status, cholesterolemia and blood pressure has been observed and the same is maintained even by the modulation by probiotics. This is supported by our previous study in mice and also by the study of Kiyoshi et al. Significance of the study and conclusion. The available literature reveals that cholesterol and hypertension, both causes of atherosclerosis, can be modified by intake of probiotic diet. Diet therapy is cost-effective to drug therapy. Moreover, the unwanted side effects of the drug can also be minimized. Results reveal that dietary intake of fermented milk product dahi and lassi by humans resulted in decrease in total serum cholesterol and systolic blood pressure and on the other hand significantly increase INOs and NBT activity of macrophages which show the inverse and indirect relationship of cholesterol and blood pressure with immune activity. This study clearly projects the usefulness of the probiotic containing diet as safe alternative immunotherapeutic agent and functional food for the person suffering from hypercholesterolemia, hypertension and immune disorder. Not only this, the immune system of body further controls many disorders like diabetes, diarrhea, cancer, etc. Hence, probiotics can improve the overall health of a consumer.